In Finland, we have so many these pine trees, and every children, when they were children, they would make these kind of small boats, carving with the bark, putting the sail and then putting that in the water. And I had a studio on the island near the Helsinki, and there wasn't any bridge going there, so there was a lot of these old trees and dead trees, and they were dropping the bark. And I found this bark a lot, and I started to think these small bark boats. And but there's so much this material, I thought that it would be nice to build a like bigger boat, like human-sized boat. And after that, I continued the idea that would be nice to build a boat that which you can sail yourself. And after that, I was continued the idea that when you are children, you are putting this boat on the sea, and you imagine that now it's going to the other side of the sea. And I thought that would be nice to try to go to the other side of the sea. And then I started to find the shortest distance to how I can go to the other side of the sea. And then I find it from Finland to Estonia, and I try it, and I thought that it's gonna last like 1 kilometers, and then I'm gonna sink. But somehow I managed to go there. But I think it for the about the work, it doesn't really matter that can I manage or not, but I did it. It took like 19 hours to go there, so it wasn't very fast. There was all the time these tankers was going, that just one tanker is coming, and then the next, I can see the few, this is coming the next, and after that is coming the next, so. One year I wanted to build an island. I made it in Baltic Sea. That year I was moving to Berlin, and I thought that I want to move somewhere else. I went there, and quite after I moved there, I was taking the path, but I'm so tall, so I had to be like this. And my, what do you call it, knees, yeah, came above the water and kind of making the island. Yeah, I was thinking about what is island, and I was thinking of everything which is coming above the water. So I was thinking, yeah, that maybe would be nice to build kind of the small island. And then it was in Finland, it was the winter, and then I started to wait that the summer is coming, and I was there waiting a few months, and beginning of June, I moved back to Finland, my parents' summer house, and I started to build the island. I was just putting the sand in the sacks, and then I dragged them in the sea, same spot as long the island was rising above the sea. But after it came to above the sea, it looked like kind of the pile of the rocks, and then it needs a tree. And then I took some tree from the forest and put in the sacks and put in on the island. So it looks more like the whole project took like 3 months, like the whole Finnish summer. Like half of the time I was building the island, and the rest of the time I was filming it and I was repairing it. Every time when the storm came, it destroying it, and I repair it, and then it's destroyed again, and I repaired it again. So it was kind of that kind of continuing project. But when the autumn came and very big storms came, they started to destroy the island, and it was so cold, the water, that I couldn't be there only like 1 minute at a time. Then I had to go to sauna, and so I thought that maybe it's end of the project. Even the idea is like building the own island, kind of it's kind of the romantic thing. So the next year I thought that I'm gonna would build another island, but this time I'm gonna build the island which I can row. So I was building the floating island, the sand island where was a real palm tree. And I made it this also in Oulu in same place, and it was quite difficult to get a real palm tree there. I was using the same island I was rowing in Thames also. This was after 4 kilometers, and my plan was going through the center, and this was just from in the, is it next to MI5 or something? Yeah, they came like very quickly there, and there was a, yeah, there was a boat following me, and they were filming, and then they were asking what I'm doing, and like that, and then they asked, do I know which building are here, that there's a parliament and MI5, and yeah, that's the way where I'm going. Just, no, you're not. And then they said, okay, that's the end of the performance. And I'm rowing the boat, this island in Athens, in Athens Biennale. And year after that, I thought, maybe I try to make it a kind of trilogy. It's kind of, if I make this one in icy one. So in the winter time, I was putting a lot of ice, I was storaging a lot of ice and building like a styrofoam box with that. And when the spring came, I took it away and I was rowing that ice on the water, the sea.